Joining us now on the line is former Miami Dolphins kicker, former New York Giants kicker, currently the kicker for the New York Jets. It is Jay Feely, who is still a South Florida resident part of the year and is making his home in South Florida for the next few months. Jay, good morning to you. Thanks for spending some time, bud.
It's great to be on with you.
Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Really appreciate it. And it was a thrill for me to bump into you the other day and see that you're back down in South Florida. And I know you're a big-time golfer, so first of all, give us an idea for how long you've been playing golf, when did you take it up, and what's your handicap? What do you usually shoot?
Well, much to my wife's dismay, I took it up when I was in college. I started working at a driving range at the University of Michigan and started hitting balls and giving away more free balls, I think, than I sold. But just having a fun time hitting balls, driving the cart, and just fell in love with golf and then started playing all the time in college and would play up there with my roommate Craig Baker and Tom Brady and one of our other quarterbacks. We had a good foursome that we'd always play, and most of us worked at the golf course there at the University of Michigan, and started playing. I love it and play as much as I can. I got my kids playing now, and go around to all the courses down here. Play Grand Oaks a lot, and Adios and Plantation Preserve. I live in Plantation, so pretty much any of the courses around here, Weston Hills as well. And it's funny. My game is when I play in January, it's all over the place because I haven't played usually in about 4 months. So I can go anywhere from in the low 70s, 69 to all the way up to 89 in January. It's all over the map. And then when I get to June and July, then I can get it down to about scratch.
Tell you what, that Wolverines football team at the University of Michigan in the late 90s. Not only a great football team, hell of a lot of great golfers on that team. I know Tom Brady is a single digit, if not close to scratch, and you are as well. So you guys must have had some good games there in those years.
Yeah, Brady's good. Greasy's excellent. Brian Greasy has always been a scratch golfer. He's an excellent player. My roommate up there, Craig Baker, who was a kicker, he was pretty good. And myself, it's funny, on every team I've been on in the NFL, from the Falcons to the Giants, down here with the Dolphins, and even now with the Jets, the best golfers on every team are the quarterbacks and the kickers, without question. It never fails. Those are your best golfers.
So what does that say, then? What are we learning from that?
Well, they're the best athletes, of course. Now, it's funny because kicking and golf, and to a little extent being a quarterback as well, there's a lot of similarities, especially with kicking. The fundamentals are identical. The swing planes and the kind of thoughts that you want to have, the mental game is exactly similar. The best book I've read for kicking is actually Bob Rotella's book, Golf is Not a Game of Perfect. When I was at Michigan, Lloyd Carr actually gave me that book, suggested that I read it. He knew that I liked golf a lot, and I took a lot of the fundamentals that he talked about in there. Like for instance, he talks about not just trying to hit it down the fairway, but picking a specific target, picking a tree or the pin or something small that you want to hit at and focus in on that small target. So if you miss, you're still within your big target, the fairway. I do the same thing with kicking. When I'm out there, I'll pick a letter on the scoreboard or maybe even a fan that's got a bright jacket or something there that I want to aim at, and that's where I'll aim so that if I miss from that small target, I'm still within my big target of the upright.
Jay Feely joining us here on the line, a New York Jets kicker, former New York Giant, former Atlanta Falcon, former Miami Dolphin.
Too many formers.
We're a former Michigan Wolverine. Actually, you're always a Michigan Wolverine, right?
That's the one team that doesn't change.
Russ Evans with you, former and current University of Florida Gator, Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Jay, I think that it makes a lot of sense because especially when you're concentrating on something super specific like a small target, A, it's going to help you even if you're off by a little bit, as you mentioned, because you'll still be, probably either on the green or in the fairway, wherever, if it's a tee shot or a shot from the fairway. And B, when you're working so hard on focusing on something that specific, there's really not that many much room for any other thoughts, which tend to be negative with golfers.
Yeah, the key that I always try and do, and I do this with kicking better than I do with golf, but is you want to focus on the process, not the product. You're not worrying about the end result, where the ball goes, whether you make the kick, the implications of what you're doing, and kicking it be making that field goal on the outcome of the game, on the season, all that kind of stuff. It's really more you're focusing on the process. I know if I do the fundamentals right, if I keep my head down, lock my ankle, that the product is going to be what I want it to be.
Jay Feely joining us here on the line, kicker for the New York Jets, former Giant and Falcon and Dolphin. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Jay, thanks so much for joining me. We just got about 30 seconds left. Real quickly, I got to get your take. Today's conference championship games, Eagles and the Cardinals at 3, Ravens and the Steelers at 6:30. Who do you got in the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, it's so interesting for me because the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game is just going to be a drag-out fight. You know, they're going to go out there swinging and try and knock each other out on every play, and I'm really excited to watch that game. The Eagles-Cardinals game, it'll be interesting because Philadelphia's got such an aggressive defense, and if they can get that pressure that they like to get on Kurt Warner and not allow him to be in rhythm, then they're going to have a lot of success. If he's able to drop back and throw the ball and throw it to his plethora of receivers that he has, then they can really take advantage of them, and that's what they did to Carolina. So the decision in that game, it'll come down to whether they get pressure on Kurt Warner or not. I really think it'll be Philadelphia-Pittsburgh. But this year, with the playoffs this year, you've seen that anything can happen, so it'll be fun to watch.
That's absolutely right. You never know. So with two games today, we can hear them both right here on ESPN Radio 760, 3 o'clock kickoff for the Eagles and the Cardinals, 6:30 start time for Ravens and the Steelers. And I echo your sentiments. I like an all-Pennsylvania Keystone Super Bowl as well with the Eagles and the Steelers. So we'll find out in probably about, 7 or 8 hours, it'll be all said and done. He is Jay Feely, New York Jets kicker, and an all-around great guy and great golfer, and as he told us, the best athletes in the NFL, the kickers and the quarterbacks. Thank you so much, Jay. Great catching up with you, bud.
Appreciate it, Ross. I've got to get you out on the course now.
That's right. We'll do it soon. Here he is,
right,
Jay.
Bud.
Jay Feely, New York Jets kicker, former, and like you said, if you're once a Wolverine, you're always a Wolverine, just like me. You know, I went to University of Florida. No longer a student there now, but still got that orange and blue pumping in my veins. So much thanks to Jay for joining us here on the show.